close tonight, let's do something special. Let's all of us, as one man, one heart, all of us, like the Bible says, striving together for the good news. But more than that tonight, let's unite tonight as one man and stand in the gap for those that are sick, for people like Morris that we love, or Tom, Carol Smith, people that we pray for constantly. Robin is sick tonight. And little Andrew McCulley, you know, Evita's boy, she has three in the doctor's office today. Constantly, he can't stop vomiting. This has been going on for a long time now. We could stand in the gap for Andrew and Lord, for Sonia and John, who just lost their loved one, and for Rachel, who that horrible car accident that nearly took her life and broke both of her arms and her ribs and punctured her lung and 30 stitches in her face, and she's just a kid. She's just a senior in college. To stand in the gap for those people, for Beverly, who's going to be undergoing chemo here in our congregation, that if we just stand tonight in the gap for them, all of us, and whoever else is sick tonight that I know nothing about, Lord, we stand in the gap for the ones that's mentioned tonight and the ones we know nothing about. We're pleading for perfect health in their bodies. We're for those, maybe it's a mental thing. They're just depressed beyond imagination. We stand in the gap right now. We stand in their place, and we ask you to heal them. We take their burden and present it to you, that you would just cover them, saturate them, flood their hearts and their beings with your healing and your comfort and your love and your complete provision. Touch them, Lord. Touch them right now. We give you praise for that. We ask it tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus. And the church says, amen. Isn't God good? Well, you know, isn't it great to absolutely sense the manifest peace of God? I mean, I feel so peaceful, I could just say, this is where I'm going to stay all night and not even leave. Let's stand to our feet, shall we? We're going to close with a song, as we always do, and then there'll be people here at the altar to pray for you. If you need prayer, God is so good. Amen. I love you dearly. The Lord bless you and keep you in all of your ways, and may His strength always be yours, in Jesus' name. Let's sing to the Lord.
Love you, church. The Lord bless you the rest of this week. God bless.